My name is Christopher Taylor, and I'm the mayor of Ann Arbor.
Well, thank you so much for allowing us to come to your law office. And I always start by asking, did you always want to be the mayor of Ann Arbor?
You know, if I had any sense, I would have. I never thought I would be involved in politics. It didn't seem like something that that I'd be able to do for whatever reason. But I was having brunch at a friend's house in 2008, and I told him all the reasons why I couldn't run for office, why it wasn't quite right for me, and he told me all those ideas were ridiculous. And then pretty soon I was on city council, and after that, mayor in 2014.
So what has been your biggest aspiration of being mayor?
I'm just delighted to be mayor. I have no goals after this. I think, you know, Ann Arbor is such a wonderful community. I love it here. You know, we at City Hall, it's our job to, keep providing basic services, make sure those are getting better, but also to enhance quality of life here in town. I think Ann Arbor's going in the right direction. You know, we have things that we need to work on, but I'm just delighted to be a part of it.
Okay, so you mentioned things you need to work on. Name the top three.
Sure. Well, I'm delighted that we're working on affordable housing, climate action, and on pedestrian safety. Those are sort of the quality of life issues that we're working on. I mean, we of course focus on the basics. We focus on roads. We focus on safety services. We focus on bringing in clean water and taking out dirty water. These are things that we're doing every single day, and we're doing everything we can to make them better.
What about the relationship between the university?
Well, the University of Michigan and the City of Ann Arbor, I believe, have an excellent relationship. You know, our interests are not, 100% Foursquare, but a strong university is critical to the success of Ann Arbor, and a strong Ann Arbor is critical to the success of the university.
You're a graduate of Ann Arbor, right?
That's exactly right. I have 4 degrees from the University of Michigan. I have a degree in undergraduate degree in music, undergraduate degree in English. I went through the PhD program in American history and bailed out before the PhD, but got a master's, and then went to law school here. So I've got a lot of maize and blue.
So you've got a lot of different interests. So how do you think that affects you as being mayor?
I think Ann Arbor's a town that values engagement, that values education, I think and values the arts. And so I think people are excited to learn that I have a music background, and they appreciate the law background too.
So have you ever put on a concert here yourself?
I've done a lot of performing over the years. Prior to running for office, I was involved in a lot of community theater, a lot of local choirs. Afterwards, my opportunity for that kind of engagement has reduced, but it hasn't gone away. Lots of people want to come to live in Ann Arbor, and we have an affordable housing problem. We conducted with the county an affordable housing needs assessment, which shows that we need 2,800 units of affordable housing, permanent affordable housing in our city before 2035 if we are to avoid, really permanent economic stratification in our city. And so we have a lot of work to do.
So the affordable housing, and then also you mentioned water, which I found interesting.
Yeah.
So tell me about that.
Sure. Well, a couple of aspects of water. First off, clean water. I mean, we in Ann Arbor, of course, need to provide clean water to our residents. We have a water treatment plant that is doing fine, but is aging. And so we need to do the long-term work in order to make sure that is ready for the next stage in our city's life cycle. We, of course, also need to make sure that our water is clean, our intake water is clean. And so we need to make sure that the 1,4-dioxin plume never gets to Barton Pond, the city's primary drinking source. Also, stormwater is critically important. Our stormwater infrastructure is built for a different, built environment, the different environment. We've had a 40% increase in precipitation in our city over the last 50 years. That's about 40 Michigan stadiums filled with water dumped throughout the city each year. Our system isn't designed for it, and we need to take the long-term, deliberate steps to make sure that we provide the stormwater service that people expect.
What about medical marijuana, and how does that come into play in Ann Arbor?
Medical marijuana is certainly something that we in the city are working with. We have passed a police powers ordinance, which contemplates the medical marijuana businesses in the city. We're now currently looking at zoning ordinances that will also provide structure for the medical marijuana industry to exist here in Ann Arbor. We've had dispensaries for some time, and back in 2009-10 when that was getting off the ground, there was some concern about how those would integrate in our community. People in Ann Arbor are not shy about communicating their concern about places and things, and I've really not heard any complaints. I think that it's something that the city supports. They've done so at the ballot box, and I expect fully that we'll go forward to have a thriving medical marijuana community here in the city.
A couple months ago, I know the Sanctuary City issue is a hot topic, and I saw you on the news a lot.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about that.
Sure. Well, we don't use the term sanctuary city here in Arbor. We sort of frame it as welcoming city because we want to make sure that people don't get the false impression that we are actually able to prevent deportations, actually able to prevent ICE from coming in and doing what they're going to do. We at the city, we're a welcoming city. We value pluralism. We believe fully and wholly that that everybody has a right to be here. We respect and honor immigrants. We respect and honor refugees. The city of Ann Arbor, we are here to enforce Ann Arbor laws. We're here to enforce state laws where we need to. Those don't include immigration status. So we at the city, we do not ask immigration status. We don't ask it of victims. We don't ask it of witnesses. And when it's not germane, we don't ask it, you know, of suspects. This is something that we're not focusing on. We're focusing on supporting our communities, working with our communities, making sure that Ann Arbor stays safe.
When you are out traveling in the country or out of the country and you tell people you're the mayor of Ann Arbor, what is the one thing that you, what's the response you get first?
Yeah, I think people love Ann Arbor. They love Ann Arbor when they live here and they when they've heard about Ann Arbor and they think, oh, what a great place. I think that's the image that we have as a community, and I'm you know, delighted and proud to be Ann Arbor's mayor.
When you think of Ann Arbor, what's the one word that comes to your mind?
You know, I think optimism. You know, people in Ann Arbor, we are, you know, we're engaged to, you know, make our home better, and we're engaged to make our world better. That's something certainly that's at the core of the university's mission, and I believe that's shared in the greater Ann Arbor community.
Okay, so 50 years from now, when you're mentioned as the previous mayor, what do you want people to remember about you?
You know, I'd like people to think, I'd like people to remember me as a thoughtful, cheerful, optimistic presence in City Hall. You know, we in politics, things can get awfully nasty. And I think that Ann Arbor has a political culture that works against that. I'd like people to believe that and to know that we improved basic services, we enhanced quality of life, we set the city and the community on a long-term, you know, path to success and grow as we ought and need, but not so much that our character is pushed away. I'd like people to believe that that Ann Arbor was a better, more friendly place as a result of my mayorship.
And the biggest challenge you think you'll overcome during your mayorship?
You know, I think our challenge is that we live in very difficult times nationally and on a state level. You know, as a municipal organization, you know, Lansing, they don't do us a lot of favors in terms of helping us prepare for the long term. They don't give us a lot of flexibility with how we treat and handle our own problems. That's something that that is an ongoing challenge. Funding is an ongoing challenge for municipal organizations. And that's something that we need to keep working. We need to make sure that our services are efficient, and we need to make sure that the revenue when it comes in is collected and used in a proper and effective manner. We also, I think, have a challenge in our city, as I indicated, with respect to affordability and housing. That's going to really play a role in how our city alters for the future, how we're able to deal with the future.
So you said you're a musician, right?
That's correct. Vocal performance.
Okay. So favorite song?
I'm going to demur. I don't have a favorite song. I like so many different kinds of music. It's hard to pick. When I was growing up, I listened, you know, oddly enough, to a lot of Gilbert and Sullivan. You know, I went to the music school, so a lot of operettas and operas are, you know, something that I just love and enjoy. But since then, you know, I've loved bluegrass. I love electro swing, all manner of things. We have a community theater that works within our neighborhood. It's people, grown-ups, working together on a project of common purpose, you know, during the dead of winter to come together and put on a show with children and grown-ups and teens from the neighborhood. It's just such a great deal of fun, and it's just so nice when people come together and work on a project.
What's that theater?
It's the Burns Park Players.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So a show coming up soon?
Right? That's exactly. Show's coming up soon. Kiss Me, Kate, early February.
Okay.
Yeah. I, alas, will not be in it this year.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Of course, it's a great pleasure.